Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Oh, and he said 239 pounds.
Whatever, but I mean...
I know I'm being a girther, but I mean, right.
If that's what 6'3", 239 pounds looks like, that's a shock to me.
I'm not sure if it makes me feel better that this doctor says that he has no cognitive issues. It makes me feel worse.
If you were looking for the crazy people, there's a few of the suspects. Joining us now to help us diagnose them from afar, Joe Concha, media reporter for The Hill, best in the business of this very subject. Joe, what do you make of all the people who are insisting that there's no way a guy who served as a doctor for 3 presidents can know what he's talking about?
Oh, I think that I just heard the 3 people you just played. Who was it? It was Joe, Mika, Don Lemon. I think they all just accused Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson of being a liar. Right, because what else is going on here when people are questioning the weight that he recorded for the president, or even the height is being questioned for that matter? So you either believe them because their track record is perfect. Remember, I thought that he was supposed to have early on-stage dementia, according to Joe and Mika, who have been insisting this for 9 months. They don't even apologize for it. Mika just says, well, I'm just more concerned for the country now that the test came back showing that he was fine. And then to see the White House press corps guys ask the questions that they did for nearly 55 minutes, trying to find some sort of hole in the doctor's report, because, you know, they all watched Doogie Howser when they were a kid, and therefore that makes them medical experts. I think this was, I hate hyperbole, I really do, but one of the lowest days for our media watching that press conference a day ago, with the way the reporters went in there with a groupthink attitude, trying to poke holes in what was basically a perfect health report for a 71-year-old man who eats poorly.
You've been watching this administration in particular very closely in the way the media is engaged with it. I was of the impression, actually, this week, and I didn't think it was possible, that the press is more exposed than ever for where it is on Donald Trump, what they think of him, and how they treat every bit of their news coverage.
And we saw that with the Pew Research year-end analysis, Vince, which showed that just 5% positive coverage is given to this president. And that's remarkable for me when you consider where the economy is at, where our jobs picture is at, where ISIS is basically destroyed 98% of the caliphate, when you think of all the judges that have been appointed at a record pace. This isn't me doing GOP talking points or rah-rah Trump. He wasn't my guy, trust me. But I don't know how you get to 5% when all those positive things happened during the year. I get that the communications aspect of this administration has been poor. You don't go through 4 White House communications directors if it wasn't, but they always focus on Trump the man and psychoanalyzing him and parsing every word instead of looking at policies, accomplishments, or failures in that regard in terms of health care. And if you add that all up and you get to 5% positive coverage, it's exactly to your point. It's an agenda-driven business, and now it will never, ever be trusted by at least a very large swath of the country again.
So, Joe, at what point do we stop treating them as legitimate media and giving them all this gravitas and all this attention and just start treating them as basically one step actually below TMZ?
It's already happening. It's already happening because, and this is my favorite stat from the 2016 election, The Hill compiled all of the newspaper endorsements from major newspapers across the country right before everybody voted. And 59 papers, out of 59 papers, 57 endorsed Hillary Clinton, just 2 Donald Trump. And who had the concession speech? It was Hillary, because the influence of our media is not even a tenth of what it used to be, because people don't trust what they're hearing. Now, the counterargument, which I find hilarious, is, well, the New York Times, Washington Post, MSNBC, CNN will say, well, oh, we've never been more watched, or we've never had more subscribers than ever before. Yeah, because you're catering to only half the country, and you're playing into their emotions, and you're giving them what they want, even if it isn't accurate. And Donald Trump, if he wasn't elected, all those entities I just mentioned would be struggling mightily, and probably some of the people that run them probably wouldn't be running them right now. But he is the gift that keeps on giving because of the vitriol against the president, and they play into that emotion instead of being honest. This is all a business at this point, and everybody should be very well aware of that, that this is strictly business decisions in terms of the information that is being given by many media outlets to play into the emotions of people who can't stand this president.
Yeah, no, that's horrible. They're exploiting that, and rather than sticking to news. The president of the United States did the fake news awards as promised last night. And I'll get to that in a second and what you thought of the picks. But first, there's a guy, a U.S. senator who tried on your hat yesterday, wanted to be a media critic, compared Donald Trump to Joseph Stalin for his treatment of the press. That was Jeff Flake. Did you have any reaction to Senator Flake taking the floor of the Senate and making that comparison?
I think that was a tremendous speech if you're auditioning to be a contributor at a cable news network, because that's what that is, because he's obviously leaving, right? His poll numbers are horrible. So he will be the Republican that goes on there that beats up Trump. He'll be the male version of Anna Navarro, basically. That's what that was. And then I loved Mr. Lawrence O'Donnell's reaction to... it was John Kelly, the chief of staff that was on Fox News with Bret Baier, and he actually compared, this is Lawrence O'Donnell, I'm trying to find the tweet, and I'm doing what's called stretching right now so I can find it. Yes, here it is. Lawrence O'Donnell on Twitter last night, on Fox News just now, John Kelly sided with Stalin and Trump against Jeff Flake. The disgrace of John Kelly continues. So now we have John Kelly, who's only a 4-star Marine general and a gold-star father, being compared to Stalin by MSNBC's 10 p.m. host. And you know what? Nothing will happen, of course, because the hosts now run these networks and the executives are scared to death to do anything because they like the ratings that they're getting. So, yeah, that's where we are. To your point, Mary, don't take these people seriously. Don't. I mean, when you say something like that, you're a cartoon character at that point. You're not remotely anything resembling a journalist or even a serious opinion host on a network.
But Michael Goodwin
today. I'm sorry.
But to that point, Michael Goodwin just had a piece in the New York Post where he said, yeah, we can laugh at them, but this constant beatdown week after week after week by the media is going to take its toll on the president and this presidency.
Yeah, I think that it energizes one side, right? I just don't know what you really do about it, because as long as the revenues are coming in and the clicks are there, then they're going to keep doing it. The problem is that, like I was saying before, I think it was Zogby in November showed that 93% of all Trump supporters don't trust the media, 91% of Republicans. So, yes, they will divide the country for business, but what you do about it, if the business is good on their end, I don't know what executive is going to fire anybody who's bringing in clicks or ratings, even if it's completely irresponsible and reckless.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Well, hopefully the impact is everyone's getting a lot more media literate. Real quick here in the last 20 seconds or so,
yep.
4 out of 11 of the fake news awards given last night, CNN wins them. Is that appropriate?
Well, considering that's the broadcast network he's attacked the most, yes. I'm surprised BuzzFeed got off the hook somehow, considering the dossier, and CBS and NBC didn't get awards either. So I think they're almost angry about that because they'd probably wear it as a badge of honor.
And despite the fact that CNN won most of them, Jim Acosta didn't get mentioned, which may have been by design, actually.
Oh, he's very disappointed, I'm sure, this morning.
Joe Concha from The Hill, thanks as always. Look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Okay, guys, take care.
8:15, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on 5, so good.